All right, 8:12 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Monday morning. It's time for our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. How are you doing, Charles?
I'm doing well, James. Thank
you. Yeah, good to have you on here. So what is our verse of the day?
Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8 reads, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." Psalm 139, 7 and 8.
All right. Very good, Charles. And how was your weekend? Do anything exciting?
You know, my wife had two big picture shoots Saturday with people that had come from out of town, family. They'd come, not our family, but another family that six kids. And they were the most photogenic family. And there was kids 3 years old, there was a baby, and they were all just perfect. I've never seen such a photogenic family. And it helped that it was cold, and that helped it go faster.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're so, trying to go. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we got that done. It was nice. Outside pictures, of course.
Do you have does she have any of those white things to hold to kind of bounce the light off at ever?
Or? Yes, she does. Yeah. She does. That's or great. A light to hold. Or,
sure. So you're helping her out with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, different chairs or benches,
sure.
And everything like that. So yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Yeah, I was kind of getting busy weekend. My folks came out on Saturday. We just got to hang out a little bit, check out, go out to eat, and we also we actually went to the Aviation Heritage Museum here in town. A little chilly because they can't heat the place this time of year. So, but that was really, really fun. My dad hadn't seen that. And the really cool thing was they had a Cessna 172, a picture of the instrument panel. And it, the actual instrument panel that he designed.
Oh, that's neat.
So I got his picture in front of that, and he was pointing out all the different stuff. I'm like, you know, they don't have a plaque here. You got to write a little description of what this is. So by the man who designed it. So that was pretty cool.
That's really cool.
I think I was pretty proud to be able to see that.
So that's really cool. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, I am going to be going to Wichita. So that'll be fun. I'll have the day off here. They'll be back on Friday, though. So just a quick trip there. But yeah, going to spend some time with family, and looking forward to that. How about you?
We are taking off, of course, Thursday and Friday,
sure.
And the office will be closed, and going to be with my mom's side of her family, the Shaper family. They gather there in Independence. Usually there's about 50 people or so, and
wow,
all my
goodness.
Aunts and uncles.
That's
and
awesome.
Their kids and their kids. And it's a really, really fun time.
That is great.
They get together every Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so that's a highlight twice a year that I really look forward to. And I'll be with my immediate family and my mom and dad and different ones. So
excellent.
Looking forward to that.
That is great. So I know it's we're getting into another, albeit shortened week,
right.
Here. So what are you looking at ahead at, you know, we're still in the middle of Medicare open enrollment, that sort of thing, and all that good stuff. So anything in particular you're kind of looking at?
So a lot of people are retiring this time of year. They're saying before the end of the year, December, that's sort of it. You know, I'm not going to work into another year. And they have health care on their mind, but they also have retirement income on their mind. And for all of their working life, they've been getting a paycheck every 2 weeks or every however their schedule was. And now they're going to a time in life where that paycheck is going to stop. And all of the planning that they have done, the pre-planning, the retirement planning that they did maybe when they started putting money away and with their income, they were contributing to their Social Security income. All of those things were happening in the background of their life. And now they're at the stage of life where all those plans come to fruition. And it's quite a process for people to sort of wrap their mind around, I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be retired. I'm not going to go into work anymore. I'm not going to punch the clock anymore, but I'm still going to get a paycheck.
Sure.
Right.
And from what I've heard from people who have retired, those first few weeks are a little bit surreal because it's almost like, you know, you've been kind of conditioned all these years to, you know, go in, wake up at a certain time, go to work. And then when all of that goes away, that is a big life change.
It really is. It really is. And it's so jarring that some people can never really make the adjustment.
Sure.
And I believe that God designed us to work and mm-hmm. to be productive. And so there's this resistance in us to be put on the shelf or just to step back and really just do nothing. We need to feel productive. And I have noticed that the people that seem to be the most happy tend to take that feeling and put it into something else, whether it's volunteering, whether it's some kind of mentoring somebody. Sometimes they'll go back to work at the factory for 1 or 2 days a week or however much they want to. And sometimes they'll go back on a contract basis where they're not an actual employee, but like a contractor, and get paid a different way than they had before. And they're valued more for their knowledge than what their hands can perform.
Exactly. And, you know, even people who maybe they worked in one industry, but they always kind of had an interest in a different area, you know, they can go back and volunteer, you know, say at a museum, that sort of thing, if they've been always kind of interested in history, but obviously can make a living at it or something like that. But as far as retirement income choices, what are some of those choices that we have as retirees?
So it's good to look at what we do when we sit down. We look at what the person's income is, what their Social Security should be, husband and wife, assuming they're married. Then we look at their debt and what they owe, any payments that they're making. Then we look at all their other income sources, whether that's a pension, whether that's CAPRs, whether that's from a 401k. We look at all of those options and add it up and see what it's going to look like for them to what they're going to be bringing in. And one of the most important things as we get to this stage of life is certainty. And I don't want to be told, oh, I'm going to make this much now, but next week or next month or next year, the stock market goes down and my retirement income is going to go down. And my retirement income is at risk because of where my money is at. And so we believe that as a person gets older, their money should get safer. Because as you get older, you have less time to recover than you used to have. And you have you don't have the income. If you lose half your money when you're working, especially in your 20s, 30s, or even 40s, you have years and years to recover that money. But if you lose half your money when you're retired, that's a really big deal. And you don't have the paychecks to build that loss back up. And you don't have the years to recover that you used to have because you're at a stage of life where you need to take those funds as income to live on. And so there's two basic roads that a retiree can go down. There's a risk and fee-based world. And this is the world that most of our listeners are right now. Your employer has you in an employer-sponsored plan, whether that's a 401k, a 403b, and your money is at risk, and there's basically nothing you can do about it. Your employer is choosing where your money is invested. But there's another world. It's a safety-based world. It's a world where your money is safe and guaranteed. It's a world based on guarantees and spelled out a definition of what your return is that's by contract law. So it's not going to go down based on whatever the market did today or this week. It's based by definition going forward. And so our specialty is to help people as they retire to go from the risk and fee-based world to the safety-based world, where they know exactly what they're going to get, where they know that their money's going to last as long as however long they last, and that their money's going to be there. And that's the most important thing as we get to this stage of life.
Sure, and that is definitely nice to have some peace of mind. I was curious, you know, after people retire, do you see them still moving money around much as far as investing goes? Because obviously, you know, when you don't have an income stream coming in, you want to be really careful about where you put your money.
Yeah. So we help people after they retire, in retirement. We have people that continually need help, or they sell a rental house, or maybe they sell some land, or maybe they downsize from a home, go to an apartment or a smaller home, and they have money that they need to do something with. And a lot of our clients are people that live well below their means. What I mean is they tend to be savers. And so they tend to accumulate money over time that they need to do something with. And if it's just sitting in the bank getting 0.00 nothing, that's not a good place for that money that needs to be put to work. And so a lot of our clients tend to accumulate, and they say, hey, I've got an extra $25,000, an extra $50,000 that has just come in from the ordinary life. My income is building up, and I need to do something with it. And we help people, we help them with that.
What about inflation? You know, as that, if someone just has money sitting in a bank vault, or, you know, proverbial,
yeah.
As we have inflation happen, I mean, it's almost kind of like that money can lose value potentially if it's not in an investment.
That's right. That's right. Just as risky as volatility is in the market, where the market going up and down, you can lose a lot of money. Inflation is a silent killer. It doesn't, you don't open your bank account and say, wow, because of inflation, I have less money now. You know, you don't see a statement as a negative because of inflation. But it's a silent killer that is lurking out there. And for our conservative clients that have money that they're very careful about protecting their money, the danger that they can fall into is that it's too safe. It's in a place where it's getting no return. Now, our investments are safe. They're guaranteed and they're protected. It's not like that they're less safe, but you can be safe but also have no return and nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then inflation is doing its work, and you, at the end of the day, you have less money because of that. And so our goal is to either meet or beat inflation, especially right now with it being such a drastic thing.
Sure. No, it all makes sense. Charles, why don't we take a quick break? We'll continue this topic here as we go throughout a Monday.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll return with Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 right after this. Back here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Experts segment. And Charles, say that I am going to be retiring the end of the year. January 1st, I will be retired. What do I need to do to make my funds last? I mean, do I need to come in, talk to you? What's the best course of action?
So I would just encourage you to bring in any statements that you have, whether it's a CAPR statement, 401k statement, 403b, pension, and bring that in. Bring like what you owe with that in mind, assuming if you have debt. And then if you have a Social Security account online, or if you have a statement from them, they don't really mail out statements like they used to.
Sure.
But if you have an online access, bring that, and we can help you get a whole picture of what you're going to be making in retirement. And I'll tell you, James, a lot of times people are surprised. They come in really a little unsure of what it's going to look like. And by the time we're done adding everything up, a lot of people say, I'm going to be making more in retirement than I did while I was working. And that's just a result of steadily putting back, steadily preparing for retirement for years and years and years. And then getting to this point where it's time to pull the trigger to move to the next chapter of life. And we help people take that evaluation. There's no charge for that. There's no fee or whatsoever.
And that is kind of a big chasm to jump over. So, you know, you guys really help with that transition, because it is something that really shouldn't be taken lightly. So
that's true.
If people would like to get on your books and get on your calendar for an appointment for any reason, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. The phone number there is 620-331-8800. We also have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. And we have a newsletter. It goes out every month. If you'd like to receive that, text your email address and your name to 620-331-8800, and we'll be happy to put you on that list. You can also find us on our website at Schenck Insurance. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. And you can look us up there.
All right, Charles. Well, always a pleasure to have you in, and I look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you, James.
And we'll return with more here on the Mighty 690 right after this. We have an update from Field Kinley High School coming up on the Mighty 690.